Engaging sermons on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory be to you, O Lord.
When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through arid regions, searching for rest. But finding none, it says, 'I shall return to my home from which I came.' But upon returning, it finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that man is worse than the first." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ.
A very simple lesson from this gospel story is that the one accused of causing division is not thereby the one to blame. Look at the gratuitous and malicious statement made against Jesus when he was doing something perfectly good. He was driving out demons as a way of announcing and of manifesting the fact that the kingdom of God was among us. That's what rallies us to unity. That's the very meaning of unity and harmony. We're offering the prayers of this Mass for the promotion of harmony. It's that the kingdom of God is among us. Ecclesia, the people are called out from all different places and brought together and united in what? United in the kingdom, which Jesus proclaimed and which Jesus is, and by which he casts out demons. By the power of God, the finger of God, which is the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God is among us. That's our unity. Adhering to the truth, that's our unity, as we said in the opening prayer. Your church, by the confession of truth, by the faith of Abraham, which we heard about in the first reading, again, we are all united even in him. You Jews and Gentiles coming together, the first reading is referring to that great unifying of Jew and Gentile by faith, by something very specific and concrete. The kingdom of God breaking into the world, the word of God being spoken into history, and by faith we respond yes to that word, and that's where we find our unity. And yet, these enemies of Jesus, gratuitously and with no reason whatsoever, accuse him of casting out demons by the power of demons. Now, as Jesus points out, first of all, that doesn't make any sense. Why in the world would demons want to cast out demons? That doesn't make any sense. It means Satan's kingdom is divided. But they were the ones creating division by attributing complete falsehoods with no basis whatsoever against the one that they hated. Jesus was bringing about the unity of the human family. And these people were saying, oh, you're acting by the power of the devil. They said it to Jesus Christ himself. They're certainly going to say it to us too. And so we have enemies within the church, and we have enemies in our various countries that act the same way. They look at the proclaimers of the gospel, they look at the preachers of truth, they look at the prophets of goodness, and they accuse. It's the spirit of accusation. That's what the devil does, the spirit of accusation. Promoting harmony, having harmony, promoting and building unity requires a generosity of mind. And this I've preached about before is often what is lacking, both in our church and in our nation, a generosity of mind. You know, it's not only truth that unites us, it's truth in charity, right? It's love, positive regard. Where does positive regard begin? I see the good in the other person. I want good for that other person. I'm going to work to achieve good for that other person. All of this is part of love. Where does it begin? It begins in how we think about the other person. Charity in thought, in word, and in deed. Now, we focus a lot about in deeds. Let's go, you know, help these people, feed the poor, promote peace. Okay, but how about charity in thought? And this is where a lot of God's people are falling down. We don't have charity in thought, and that leads to a lack of charity in words. And the same is true in the civic arena, in our politics, and in our elections. Unity does not mean that we always have to agree with one another on everything. There is a way, and we see it in Scripture too. Remember when Peter and Paul had a serious disagreement and various disagreements among the early apostles and disciples in the church about strategies and about working out the fine points of religious practice and doctrine. Unity does not mean that there will never be disagreements or that there shouldn't be or that there shouldn't be honest conversation and honest debate and hammering things out. Unity and promoting harmony and recognizing one another as brothers and sisters does not preclude any of that, neither in the church nor in the civic arena. It doesn't preclude having different ideas about how to solve problems, different plans about how to achieve shared goals. But it does require a generosity of spirit, which translates into a generosity of mind, which means that we don't do what these enemies of Jesus did in this gospel passage we just read. By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons. That's not generosity of mind. That's the opposite. Rash judgment and calumny. Instead of looking and seeing that this man Jesus, who is God, is there establishing the kingdom of God among them. Instead of acknowledging that, rejoicing in that. See, that's the way to promote the unity and the harmony. Hey, everybody, he's casting out demons. This is the one we have to rally around. This is the Son of God. That's unity. That's promoting harmony. And the generosity of mind, even if they didn't believe in him yet, that would be open enough to say, okay, maybe I'll consider the evidence here. Just like we read in John chapter 9, the evidence was clear. Never had someone been blind from birth and gotten their sight restored. There must be something godly going on here. Let's listen and learn. Like the man born blind himself would say, who is he, sir, that I may believe in him? When Jesus asked, do you believe? Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him? It is I who am speaking to you now. And the man worshipped him and called him Lord. Once we see somebody doing something, those who see and recognize the good will rally around that person. That will happen when it is a religious leader. That'll happen when it is a political leader. that will happen when someone is proclaiming the truth of the gospel as it has always been taught by the church. People will unify around a clear trumpet blast. Paul says, if the sound of the trumpet is unclear, who will rally for battle? The sound of the trumpet has to be clear. Now, that doesn't mean, then, that everyone is going to accept it. So this idea that anyone can come along and somehow get 100% of the people to be together in unity, well, you'd be doing better than God himself. Jesus Christ, read the beginning of John's gospel, the light that came into the world. It says, some preferred darkness. Some will always prefer darkness. And that's why Jesus said, I have come not for peace, but for division. I will divide father-in-law from mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. Why is he dividing even families? Not because he's trying to divide, but precisely because he's uniting. Those who unite divide. This is something that too many people fail to understand. Because if you're uniting people, you're uniting them around a clear trumpet sound, a clear proclamation of the gospel, a clear expelling of demons. But some prefer the darkness. Some don't welcome the good. And so they're going to say, oh, by the prince of demons, you're casting out demons. So even if you can cast out demons, some people are going to be divided because they're not going to accept you. They're going to reject you. The best proclaimer of truth, the greatest advocate of love, is going to be rejected by some. So there's going to be division even when someone is creating unity, because there will be those that will reject the light, they will reject the truth. Those who gratuitously say it is by the prince of demons that he casts out demons are not promoting unity. Those who say that groups that are promoting conservative values, family values, and truth are hate groups. See, we've got groups in our country, we've got people in our country that are calling us who promote values in our society and who say, yes, God has a plan for marriage, it is one man and one woman, and yes, God has a plan for human life and the unborn are sacred and you cannot kill them. They'll call us hate groups. They'll call us, the other day, you know, we have our flyer that is a nonpartisan comparison of the positions of the Republican and Democrat parties on various issues that we distribute for the benefit of the voters to educate them about the positions of the parties. You know what someone said to me the other day? They were giving out this flyer to people, and most people are accepting it gratefully. Oh, thank you for giving me some information that I can use. You know, nobody is handcuffing them and putting a gun to their head, telling them to vote for a particular candidate or else I'll shoot. We're giving them information on how to make their best decision. And somebody took it and said, oh, this is hate speech. Do you believe this or not? It's hate speech. And meanwhile, it's a comparison piece quoting from the platforms of the political parties on various issues. And the person that was handing it out says, what in the world are you talking about? How is this hate speech? Oh, well, this group here, Priests for Life, it's a hate group. By the power of Beelzebul, he casts out demons. No generosity of mind. No openness of heart. Who is he, sir, that I might believe in him? Lord, show me the way. The open heart, you understand? The open heart, the open mind. The generosity of spirit, the willingness to think the best, the readiness to recognize the good. No. These people are against abortion. Therefore, it's not, oh, well, I may disagree with them. Let's work together in harmony. Nevertheless, no, they're a hate group. When the president accomplishes something good, there are those in our country who, without even evaluating or bothering to perceive or troubling themselves to study what just happened, will condemn, contradict, and blame. Instead of looking at all the good that was done and is still being done in historic mobilization and effective action to heal our fellow citizens from the coronavirus, we've got hateful people who look at what has been done and they say, by the power of the prince of demons, he drives out demons. He's not helping us. He's failing and he's killing people with this virus. The very person who has saved millions of American lives because of the decisive action that these haters don't even bother to read. The reports are out there to read about what was done to save millions of American lives from this virus. They don't read the report. Oh, that would be too much trouble. We're too busy condemning the people who are doing good. This lesson from this gospel passage is very clear. Jesus Christ himself is accused of casting out demons by the power of demons. We, the members of his body, will be accused of being hate groups. We will be accused of being divisive. We will be accused of being uncaring. Take immigration again, another good example. When we say we want to protect our people from folks just wandering over the border, unvetted, unscreened, we don't know what infectious diseases they might have. We don't know what violent intentions they might have. We're not painting everyone with the same brush. We want to welcome people into our country. The president wants to welcome people into our country. What are we supposed to do? Not take any care whatsoever for the people who are already here? Does not charity belong to them too? You see, we have very, very ignorant people and some very, very ill will who, instead of understanding that charity applies to the immigrant as well as to the people who are already here, and therefore realize, if they were smart enough, which they're not, that we have to balance the efforts that we take to welcome people with the efforts that we take to care for the people we welcomed the last time around, instead of the intelligent, balanced heart and mind that care for everyone and that recognize that our care for the immigrant doesn't stop once they become citizens, but that we have to continue caring for the citizens who are already here. Instead of that common sense, intelligent, clear truth, they'll say, this president hates immigrants. These people hate immigrants. These people don't care about their brothers and sisters who are trying to get into the country. Let me ask you something. Are they still our brothers and sisters once they come into the country? So why is it wrong to care about the people who are already here or who are trying to get in legally? Why do we care less about them than about people who are breaking the law? It is by the prince of demons that he casts out demons. Brothers and sisters, the negative thinking has to stop. The rash judgment has to stop. The mental laziness of those who are just in this pattern of criticizing, negativity, and hate has got to stop. The rash judgment of our political leaders, the hatred directed at the president, has got to stop. This twisted way of thinking that looks at those who are proclaiming the gospel, articulating true doctrine, coming against those who distort the true doctrine, has got to stop. It is those who are distorting the doctrine who are causing division. It is those who come along amidst a church that has always taught that homosexual activity is sinful. A church has always taught that. It is not those who advocate that teaching who are causing division and hate. It is those who come along and start contradicting that teaching, changing that teaching, or handpicking that teaching. They are the ones causing division. They are the problem, not the ones who are upholding the teaching that has always been taught. It is not those who say that we must honor our flag and our national anthem, who are promoting hate and division. It is those who, when our national anthem is sung, will kneel instead of respectfully stand that are causing the division. It is not those who say that the history of our country and our founding fathers must be remembered and taught, this great country founded in 1776, and promote that kind of education to our children, as the president has recently done by establishing a special project exactly for that purpose. It is not they who are causing division. It is the ones who come along and distort our history and look at it negatively, try to rewrite it and say that our country started in 1619 with slave actions of the slave trade and recast the entire history of our country in a negative light. They're the ones sowing division. They're the ones fostering hatred. Not those of us defending the truth about the history of our country. It is by the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that he drives out demons. That was the accusation leveled against the Son of God himself. Let us together with Jesus Christ promote the real unity by saying along with him, know today that the kingdom of God is among you. Whoever is not with me is against me. Whoever does not gather with me scatters. Let us not be the ones who scatter and hate and rash judge and spread slander and calumny and lies about people. Let us instead gather together with the Son of God and proclaim to our nation, to our church, and to our world that indeed the kingdom of God is among us and we are proud to proclaim it. Amen.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.